Line upon line. Moses chapter 1 verse 39. The Lord revealed His grand purpose to Moses. For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. My work. God's works are endless. See Moses chapter 1 verse 4. He created the universe, worlds without number. Moses chapter 1 verse 33. Including worlds whose inhabitants are begotten sons and daughters unto God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 24. And these sons and daughters of His are the focal point of His work, His overriding purpose in all He does. My work is not yet finished, neither shall it be until the end of man, neither from that time henceforth and forever. 2 Nephi, chapter 29, verse 9. My glory, glory, honor, splendor, beauty, greatness, magnificence. God Himself, finding He was in the midst of spirits and glory, because He was more intelligent, saw proper to institute laws whereby the rest could have a privilege to advance like Himself. He has power to institute laws to instruct the weaker intelligences, that they may be exalted with Himself, so that they might have one glory upon another. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, 2007, page 210. Eternal life. Eternal life, exaltation in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom, living as God lives, living in the presence of God in a family unit. The atonement of Jesus Christ makes it possible for us to inherit eternal life through obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel, the third article of faith. Eternal life is the greatest of all the gifts of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent. John chapter 17, verse 3. Immortality. Immortality, unending life, life without death, life as a resurrected being. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, all people who have ever lived will be resurrected. Men are, that they might have joy. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25. Spirit and element, inseparably connected, receive a fullness of joy. And when separated, man cannot receive a fullness of joy. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 33 through 34. Editor's note. This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected seminary scripture mastery verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, Moses chapter 1, verse 39. Read by David Shaw.